Go ahead, bro.
They gonna know what we call a Corolla.
I'm about to piss some people off.
Go ahead. I want to hit.
It won't COVID. It shook shit up.
Okay.
It was Donald Trump.
Oh, this guy. Don't get me into politics. I'm not getting involved.
This ain't politics.
Donald Trump, the minute you say that name, that's
because here's the deal. I said it a lot. And anybody who know me know how I feel about Donald fucking Trump. But at the same time, if Donald Trump, I'm going to say this. If Donald Trump wouldn't have never showed his cards and showed his ass and showed his racism, if he would have, like, because at the same time, Donald Trump be saying some shit that we be thinking.
Yeah, he do. That's why
he entertains me.
Yeah. He was entertaining as hell.
In
2016.
But when COVID dropped, you feel like
it wasn't even about COVID. It was before COVID with me. COVID, we'll talk about COVID in a second if you want to talk about it. But when he was running, when he was running to be president back in 2015,
he was.
Tell me, excuse me, but tell me black folk won't laughing and having a good fucking time with this dude.
I was entertained. I keep saying I was. But
okay. We was having a good time until we realized that, hold up, wait a minute.
Hold on, Rex. You know, I don't talk. I don't. Everybody here knows I don't.
Dude about to be president.
I don't talk about it. But Rex, the big problem to me, is it Trump or is it the people that vote him in? Because we claim we have power to do so. But Google the Electoral College.
It was the people.
And I'll stop Trump. I'll stop at that for me. Because
it was the people and Trump.
But who puts a president in the House?
The people.
Nah, nigga.
I mean, the electoral.
No. Rex, tell him.
No.
Rex, tell him, man. Rex, tell him.
No.
Am I wrong?
There is the Electoral College.
Okay.
Electoral College.
Who they?
The people.
Who they?
Those white people. You want me to say it? I'm just going to say it. I don't.
All
gas, no brakes. I don't care.
That's our disclaimer every time we say fucked up shit. We say all gas.
No white people. They put them in there. But they was the same people that put them in there. And the same people that went with all his views.
I'm going to say, like Chappelle said, when he said he gave him his opportunity at the end of his skit, I gave the man the opportunity. And. Man, I don't like talking politics, baby. But it's bigger than that, man. It's about where the society has been and where it's going.
Where it's going.
This society.
We
might as well get the Chinese food to eat when we here, dog.
I'm about to bring it to you right now. Talking about the electoral college earlier.
You got food? We bought extra food.
I ain't buying no food.
He bought extra food. Yo, Rex, you ain't buy extra food?
LJ can have. You got quiet now.
How would you say?
You got quiet.
I'm gonna bring some plates.
Yeah, we go just dive in, yeah.
Dive in. I'm going to get some plates. Yeah,
I don't need seafood, guys. If y'all got sweet food, I don't need seafood. I'll be honest with you.
I don't even know what y'all got.
You got a shrimp basket with french fries.
Oh, you ain't eating that.
That's for you.
Me?
You don't need shrimp?
I didn't. No. I do.
Okay.
I didn't order nothing.
We got an extra plate. That's all good.
I asked you if you wanted to order something. You didn't say you wanted anything.
You did not want nothing.
I did order.
I did say
enough.
I didn't want nothing. But I appreciate it, bro.
I knew that Rex ordered extra food. He thought about his brother.
Man, I love him to death. Hey, hold on.
I love this dude too.
Got me here.
But Rex, you know I'm going to get off this politics shit because I don't fuck with politics.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Let's go back to the movie.
Fuck them politics. Let's talk about movies. Go back to the movie.
He done took her away.
Yeah, he pushed her away back. Now. I don't blame him.
I appreciate it. I wasn't expecting
that. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
All gas, no brakes. So.
All gas, no brakes.
Go back. Let's go back
Bam
to the movie.
I'm in here now and there, baby.
Let's go back to the movies. Now. Let's go back
Let's
to the movies.
Let's go back to the movies, man. What movie you trying
so
to
we're
talk
still
about?
Talking about the Clone Tyrone, man. So it was a lot of conspiracy theory things in there. There was even a portion in the movie where they're using certain products to brainwash, you know, us brown folk and all that stuff.
I ain't getting none of that.
They ain't talking about that?
I ain't seen the movie.
But people ain't talking about that part?
I ain't, nope.
The brainwashing?
Nah,
what did you hear?
Like, okay, so what I heard from my job, I was at work, and they told me that it's a good movie. And then, you know, you just got to watch the movie because the movie has parts where you might not understand or you might understand. But at the same time, it was like one of them kind of movies that you just go ahead and watch it and figure it out.
Are you a movie buff?
I am a movie buff.
So I'm a huge. Are you a movie buff to the point that you'll watch movies from other countries?
Like yeah.
Subtitles
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah, subtitles, so, all that. I watch all that.
So for me, I feel like if you watch those kind of movies and you watch this movie, you're gonna be like, oh, it's okay. Because other countries don't hold back on their movies.
Yeah.
They let you know. They go in. Have you watched a show on Netflix called Top Boy?
Nah.
I just put you on.
I watched that.
I just put you, Rex, what you think about Top Boy?
Oh, I love it.
Yo. Rex, did I put him on to something?
Put him on
to
something.
I put you on to something. Your brother just told you I'll just put you on to something.
I heard him.
So, what's your favorite gangster flick of all time?
My favorite gangster?
Gangsta movie.
Flick of all time, I'm going to have to go with Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, man.
Okay.
That's all right.
That's okay. My favorite gangster flick.
So I have categories of gangster flicks.
Or I got two.
Okay, go ahead. What's the other
one? I got two. Goodfellas or Usual Suspect.
That's a good movie, though. That's a mind bender.
That's a mind bender.
I like that one too.
If you don't watch it, you'll never know what is going on.
And great actors.
Yeah.
Great actors in their prime.
I really kind of like Usual Suspect more than I like Goodfellas. Goodfellas, I only said Goodfellas because that's the only one I've been seeing lately.
Yeah.
But Usual Suspect, That's my movie right now.
Yo, Rex, we lost lights in here, man. We getting dark.
Yeah, it did.
It just got dark out of nowhere.
It did get dark.
So I respect those two movies. So what's your favorite? Then let me ask the next question. What's your favorite black gangster movie?
Ooh.
Hey, Google, turn on lights.
Favorite black gangster movie?
He's showing off. He's hey, Google, turn on lights.
I don't, to be honest.
Wow, you don't have a black gangster movie. So, here we go.
Oh, no.
Okay, go.
I give you American Gangster.
Okay.
I love that movie.
That was a good movie.
I do love that movie.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
That was a good
American
movie.
American Gangster.
So, let me say this. I'm going to put you, I got categories. So, my favorite white Caucasian gangster movie is Casino.
I love that movie, too.
Wait, De Niro?
Yeah, Robert De Niro. And,
Al Pacino. Not Pacino.
It is.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah, Joe Pesci.
They put Joe Pesci in the hole?
Yeah, I like that.
Vicious.
I like that movie.
I love that. And then, I'm going to step away from that. Then my favorite black gangster movies, I'm going to give you some movies.
Go ahead.
Number one.
You're going to give me some movies, not one.
Can I have a few? Oh, boy.
Got a few of them.
It's all good. It's all okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give you. Are you ready? City of Gods.
Don't know it.
Watch it. You ever seen Rex? City of Gods. It's a Brazilian movie. City of Gods. Paper top.
We're just gonna ignore that.
It smells so good.
Keep going though.
All gas, no breaks.
Yes.
City of Gods is number one. Please watch that movie.
I'll
blow your mind.
City of Gods.
It's about a Brazilian young boy that is the guy that made that movie Man on Fire with Denzel Washington.
I know Man on Fire now.
So the guy that made that, I think supposedly is about his story coming up as a photographer. in Brazil, coming out of the favelas and the gang violence in the favelas.
Okay.
So it's going to be in Brazil. It's a subtitle movie, but it's amazing. Okay. That's number one for me. My number two joint is Top Boy.
And these
Top Boy.
Top Boy.
On Netflix. Yeah. It took it for me. And I'm going to tell you, hey, Rex, did you start
these,
with...
These are the black jump.
These are black. And I like the I love my Medicine Society and all that. Of course I do. But
I
when I saw Top Boy,
I ain't never heard of Top Boy.
What season did you start watching first, Rex, when you watched Top Boy?
See, it's a season jump.
It's like three of them things.
Yeah. On Netflix.
So I started with season first. I'm gonna tell you why I started with season two first. Season one is not that good. It's okay. It's dark and it's long and it's hard to watch at first.
But
start with season two, go to season three, and then I went back to season one and I did it again. Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful film.
See now I'm just letting you know, I'm gonna be the one that go and check these out. Now.
And you're gonna call me. You're gonna be like, Santi, that shit was fire. Yeah. You're gonna tell me, Santi, that shit was fire.
Yeah, I'm gonna go check these out on Netflix.
So why do you like, so what's your favorite black film? You said American Gangster. Why you like American Gangster?
I like American Gangster. I like American Gangster just because of the simple fact that it just gives that story, that storyline. Like, I'm that type of guy that love that storyline of what really happened in American history. Yeah. For real. You know what I mean? Whether it's true or not, because, you know, at the end of the day, American Gangster was based on what he said compared to what really happened. And who knows what really happened?
Oh, of course. They got to keep stuff out of it.
But I just like that storyline of watching as, cause I'm old enough to know and was living
remember
when it happened. You know what I'm saying? And I actually remember when that shit was happening because my family was here. I was here. So that's why I like American Gangster. You know what I'm saying? Whether the shit is true or not, I don't know. I don't know whether it was true or not. I wasn't that guy.
I feel that.
You live back then.
I did live.
No, you didn't. That was in the 70s, bro. You didn't even lie.
American Gangster went through the 70s and 80s.
No, it went through the 70s.
And the 80s. It didn't end to the 80s.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
It was like two.
So,
but I know because I was four.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm fucking with my brother right now.
That's my brother right there.
That's exactly what I'm saying though. Like I was alive at that moment, whether I remember it or not, because I don't remember none of that shit. I don't remember none of that American Gang stuff. I don't remember none of that Goodfella stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I know I was still alive when
I fuck
happened.
With American Gangster. I do.
Yeah.
I fuck with American Gangster. But I really, really fuck with Godfather of Harlem.
Godfather of Harlem? I know Godfather.
Not Lawrence Fishburne, but Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker.
Shout out to Baltimore. Yeah. Forrest Whitaker. Yeah. Shout out to Baltimore. Yeah. DMV.
I like that
Baltimore
too.
Area. Even if
I like that too.
That shit was dope.
I like that too. I ain't seen the whole series, but I started on it.
I'm an eat guy.
I started watching it, but I ain't never get through it. You know what I'm saying? But it was a good series though. But it's the same thing to me. You know what I mean? Because at the same time, it was still in my era. I look at things that I know that happened in the era that I was living in. And I like to look at stuff that happened then. When I was still living, even though I was young, I just like to look at and see what was going on in 1980.
I feel you. I'm all there. I'm all there.
1979, even though I wasn't born in 79.
That's just who we are, man.
Like, you know,
we
that's
like
just
all
me.
The Bruce Lee flicks yeah, all and all that. The. That's just all those.
I want to see what y'all
doing. Karate flicks and stuff like that and Italian flicks.
What y'all were talking about?
Like you said, you know what I'm saying? You like, what did you say you like?
Like foreign films and shit?
Nah, you said, Italian goddamn
I like
the mob flicks and stuff like that.
I love the mob shit, man.
Did you like Donnie Brasco?
Donnie Brasco, goddamn gone.
That was a good movie, Johnny Depp.
Not him. What's his name? That big old snitch dude that snitched on the whole entire mob. That I was living when that happened. You know what I'm saying? I just like stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? We went through the whole Italian mob shit. That was what we was going through when we was young. Now a lot of people don't understand that. So like I be looking at documentaries from that time, and people just be like, "That just happened," but that really did just happen when I was growing up. You know what I'm saying? At the
end of
the day,
it was recent, yo. I feel
yeah.
You.
It was happening when I was growing up, so I like to look at stuff like that.
So you've been out here in this area, how long in the DMV? How long you been in DMV?
DMV? Let me just say it here.
Break it down.
I've been in Maryland for the past 8 years. I've been in DMV for 42 years. Wow. For real. For 42 years. I was born in Virginia. I've lived in Manassas. I've lived in Maryland my whole life. That's DMV. I've been here all my life, man, for 42 years.
How you like it?
I like certain spots more than I like other spots.
What spots you don't like? And why?
I'm you know what, man, as much as I hate to say it, man, I hate my birth spot the most because I was born in Bad News, Virginia, Newport News, Virginia. And I love Newport News, Virginia because that's my home where I was born and raised. But at the end of the day, man, I'm a grown man now. I have children and I would never go back there. Like, that's just really me. That's just my perspective because of the simple fact that I know what goes on there. You know what I'm saying? I've lived in Maryland now for the past 8 years. I love it. I really do. I hate it.
I love Maryland.
I hate it for the same fact that now in my predicament, the shit costs too much. It is expensive. So it's time for me to go. So I'm leaving. Now, only because it's time for me to go, not because I don't like it. I love it up here. And I would love to stay up here, but I can't afford it for me. And I've even lived in North Carolina for a minute. I lived down there for a minute too, man. That shit just too slow for me. That's just too slow.
It's funny you say that because my people be trying to get me out to North Carolina for a minute.
Man, it's too slow for me, man. That's so, just
so, it's so it's faster up here.
Oh, yeah, man. You get down there, you ain't got shit to do.
What you love about being up here in Maryland?
I love, you know,
raise
what?
Raise your kids.
Do what you say?
You can raise your kids out here, man.
I can raise my kids up here. I can raise my kids up here. I've raised my kids up here. All my kids, all five of my kids I've raised up here. I got five of them. And I raised them up here, and I've had a good time raising them up here. But you know what I mean? Just at and if I could stay up here and keep raising them, I would. Real talk. I wouldn't leave. But it's just like my certain circumstance that I'm going through, I ain't gonna put it on camera, but it's just not for me right now. But if I could, I would. I wouldn't go back. I love my life. I love goddamn on the DMV area.
I do too. I left for a little bit. Rex knows. And what I love about it is I could be at a gas station. I put it like this. I'm in VA. I see a Lambo. I see a Ferrari. I see a Porsche. I know that's another. I see a Lambo, a Porsche, or Ferrari out here. I know that might be a brother. And I love that.
Yep.
And I love that.
You right about that?
I love that. That makes me feel like I can do it too.
Yeah.
And then I don't got to go nowhere else to do it. I can do it right here.
And you can.
And you can.
Yeah, you can.
This is why we be attacking. Right. That's why I'm attacking with this position. Dude. That's why I'm attacking with this dude. Because we're going to do it right here. Yeah. And we're going to enjoy it amongst our people. Mm-hmm. Amongst our people.
I don't think people really understand. Like, I don't wish panhandlers on anybody. Like, you know, people got to do what they got to do. But it is kind of different up here when you see white panhandlers. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it.
Did you say
the I'm going to say it. I'm sorry.
You like, do see that it here. It is what though. It is. I never paid
white
nobody.
White really. Like,
you do.
White
where I come from
Mexican.
And where I am here, I see white panhandlers.
And Mexican.
You know, and it ain't just... I know how we always say that, you know, you never know what somebody doing. They could be fraud and all that kind of shit. They just out there. They got a BMW around the corner. But the white panhandlers I see, they really do live in the fucking woods. I know because I see them living in the fucking woods too. I see them living around the corner. Now, I actually saw a white panhandler in D.C. And he was butt-ass fucking naked. And he walk up the street butt-ass fucking naked.
Wow.
And he's a white man. That just goes to show you. Like, everybody keeps saying, you know, we as black people got this bad reputation of bullshit, but white people do that shit too.
Yeah. It ain't just us.
It ain't just us.
And we see that.
And we see here. That here.
Up here.
And I just wish people down south saw that here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
you're right, though.
You know.
You are right about that because I be thinking of the same thing. But like, bruh, I see this guy over there.
I see him.
And then he looks so bad. You be like, I got you, dog.
And we like, got him.
And
that's the bullshit.
And we got
because
him.
Because we got him.
And we got him.
You. I so, because
we know what it's like.
Come on, man.
And that's the thing, like, yeah. We look out for no matter the
but
fucking
you don't
race,
see
man.
That.
You said it right there.
And you fucked up.
See
I know how it is to yeah. be fucked up.
I got you, bro. Like, I've run into
we're not going to
like
ride past you. We're not going to try
hey,
to hit you.
Let me tell
we're not
going to
call
though.
The police on you.
You know, I did that the other day coming here. Right here on Gadago.
Don't say my address. Don't say it.
Say your address. But right there on Route 5, turning on Matter, whatever that Dago. I still don't know how to pronounce that name.
Don't matter. Don't say it. What you
so,
saying?
But I
don't
saw
say, we'll
a dude
we'll
right
out.
There, okay. like oh, white dude right there. I say, you know what, man? I got like $3 right here. Gave it to him. But it's different when you're back home because it's different people that you see back home. You know what I'm saying? When you back home, you see what we are. Okay. But up here, you see everything.
I'm going to tell you something. When I came up here and I saw it, it changed the way I view people at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because before I came up here, I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah.
It got to the point where I was like, nah, motherfucker, I ain't got nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go out and get a job, nigga.
Yeah,
find me.
I felt that.
I work. You need to work.
Man, you better.
And then when I got up here and I saw that, damn, white people out here struggling.
Just like
us. It's the black people out here doing good. It made me look a little differently. It made me think a little differently in the way I looked at my people back home.
Yeah.
Let me shout you out real quick. I don't know your children yet, but they're young like mine, I understand. But I do know his children, and his children are an example for mine. I want my children to be like that. You know what I'm saying? I love that freedom. Yeah. I love that intelligence. I love the vocabulary. I think it's beautiful that this area brings out children like that. And I've traveled throughout America. I've traveled. And I'm going to tell you, here, it brought me back. I was, you know, I moved. You saw me. I was in Florida. I was everywhere. But there's no place like here, man. We're doing our thing.
You get everything here. You get everything here. Here's your different perspective. Yeah, you get a different
perspective. Everything happens in Maryland. Yeah. That's the crazy thing. Like Maryland.
And I love it, though.
It's really a good place.
It lets you know.
Am I tired of it? Yeah, I'm tired of it. I ain't gonna lie.
Tired of it. I'm tired of.
No, it's not that. I'm tired of being away from my family.
Huh?
Tired of being away from family.
I can't say that. I ain't gonna say that. I ain't tired of being away from family. I do miss my family, but I can't say that. I can't honestly, because and then they. I've been good here. Real talk. No lie, bro. I've been good here. I've done very good here for myself and my children since I've been here. You know, and you know. Am I tired and miss my family? No. I love my family. I do miss my family. But I don't miss them that much for me to go back. if it was up to me.
At the real McCoy.
Yeah, at the real McCoy. Yeah. Look at me. Look me up. At the real McCoy. Because if it was up to me, I wouldn't go back. Real tough. I would stay right here.
And not against the family. It's just also how you feel about what this area
makes
you feel like.
Nothing against the family. I love the way.
This area makes you feel like I can make shit happen.
It makes me feel empowered.
Man, that's a great word. I like that word. It empowers
like for real, from where I came from to where I am right now.
You came from some bullshit.
Thank you.
But you know what I learned
from... I would rather stay here.
But I'm going to tell you something that's dope that I learned from being here and I went somewhere else that was slower paced and different. I went over there and dominated when I went there. Because here prepared me so well that I was looking at them down there like,
here,
what y'all doing?
Prepared me so well.
Yep. That's what I'm saying, yes.
And my past 8 years of being here, I've done so well.
Amen.
It's only a couple of things that I could have done better. But at the same time, I've done so well here.
I understand that.
For me to go back there, I honestly feel like I'm taking a step with back.
I'm going to tell you, you're not.
What? I'm not.
I know you're not. Yeah, I know you're not.
And I know I'm not. Yeah.
You feel like you know, that, though. I understand the feeling.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm such a better man.
Exactly.
Than what I was
when you first came here.
When I first got here.
And now you're going back with treasures.
So I would work back. I would go back there and...
You're going to dominate
it. I'd turn that shit out.
You about to dominate it. I'm
gonna turn that shit out.
I know you are because... And that's what I was saying. When I went... Because I left and I went somewhere else and I dominated that shit.
Yeah.
And then when I came, I'm going to tell you, it don't mean you're not going to come back because you might be coming back.
I might.
And let me tell you.
And if I do,
it might be
I'm
even
cool with that too. Because I'm going to be even better.
And that's what I'm saying.
I'd be even better.
Because like imagine what you're going to come back with.
Exactly. I've already thought about that. I've thought about all that. Because I could come back. But right now for me, my best bet is to go that way.
You might need that pace.
I need to take that. Let me go on over there and chill out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Figure out how I'm going to handle everything that I got going on in my life.
Yeah.
Only the right people know exactly what I got going on in my life.
That's how it should be.
But I'm going to go do that. And it's never out of the question of me coming back to this area. Yeah. And if I ever come back to this area, I'm going to come back to this area.
So
right?
let me ask y'all a question. Why? And I've been to Atlanta. I love Atlanta. Shout out, you got the A hat. Love Atlanta. And I was down there. And I think Atlanta's great. I love Atlanta.
I've been
what
Atlanta.
I love about Atlanta is I love how they big up each other's business. And I feel like that is what's somewhat lacking here. That's the only thing, is that when we have a business, we're not doing it like how Atlanta doing it. Why?
Yeah, but Atlanta doing it how Atlanta do it.
How the DMV going to do it? How the DMV
well,
going to do it?
You know, DMV got a lot of what Atlanta would feel like as outsiders. There's so many different kind of people here. And so many kind of people don't really click. Exactly. In Atlanta, it's kind of the same way. If you're not a veteran, if you're not a if you're not from Atlanta.
That's how Atlanta is, though. I mean, it's just like how D.C.
It's
going to
be a struggle for you.
I mean, if you look at the way it is, just like D.C., just like Atlanta, either way you look at it, you just got to be in that moment and dealing with those type of people to get to the point that you really want to be. It's just, that's just the way it is. It's like, anywhere you go, you got to be with the right people that's going to tell you the right things and make you feel the right way every day. It doesn't matter what state, it ain't even Atlanta. It's just everywhere. Everybody going to tell you the same thing. Yeah, you good, you good, you good here, you good here, you good here. But at the end of the day, is it going to work for you? And you got to be that person that understands and make it work for you. That's it. That's the way I look at it. I don't care whether you're in Atlanta, D.C., New York, goddamn Los Angeles. It doesn't matter where you at. It's just how you gonna manage yourself.
But as brothers, black men, brown men, it's a lot of work.
It's always a lot of work.
And
it's always gonna be a lot of work.
And it's a lot of work for everybody too. Let me not take away from anyone else. We know the work it is for us. Why do you feel here knows how to? Why does here have that feeling? Why is the vibe that we can actually be empowered?
Here? Like here?
Here.
No, it's not here.
Where is it?
It's everywhere.
It is.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Wherever you go, it's going to be the same thing. So why is it different? That's the way I look at it.
I've lived in some cities. I didn't feel empowered like I felt empowered, like I feel empowered here. It makes me not even want to move to other cities, honestly. Like, I'll live there, but I always go, I'll own a property there. I won't be there all the time. Like, I feel like I'll be here, but even though these taxes are
ridiculous.
An ass.
Ridiculous.
But I still say, you know what? That might just be the price.
It would be the price.
What you got to say, Rex? You got to say something.
What I love about Maryland, like I said earlier, and raise your kids here. When I came up here with my kids, my two little kids, my youngest ones, sports was everywhere. You know, where I come from, we had like the boys club and the little recreational centers and shit like that. But me and my wife met most of our friends because of the sports that they have here, man. For the kids. Shit, everything. Soccer, baseball, football, flag football, swimming. It was summer, everything for everything and every goddamn month, everything. It didn't cost a whole lot. I mean, you had to pay some money, but you paying money for your kids to have a good time, you to meet people in a new place, and you meeting good black people. Like black people who got money, who got houses that look like yours and cars that look like yours and the money that look like yours, and it's just better than what it was where I grew up at. Not saying where I grew up in was a bad place.
But this is different.
This is different. This is what we do.
And, but you said it. Like, so my son is turning 3. I'm looking at sports online. Man, there's sports for 3 years old. There's a field not far from my house where I see all brown children playing soccer. I'm like, that's beautiful as hell.
Yep.
That's beautiful.
That's here in Maryland.
I think that shit's beautiful to me.
You ain't gonna see that shit nowhere else. I don't care. You may, but maybe, where I saw
maybe
it
Atlanta.
Was here.
Maybe Atlanta, you may
maybe,
see it.
Maybe, I don't know. But where I saw it was here.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you do in your town, but when the first time I saw it was in the town I'm at right now. My kids having a good fucking time. They healthy. They out there. They running. You see what I'm saying? Me and me, I'm out there and I'm meeting their parents and we good and we talking. And we talking about the same fucking things. Our kids enjoying themselves. I've never been nowhere else like that. That's why I fuck with Maryland. You see what I'm saying? That's why I like Maryland. Quality of life.
Quality
of life for the kids. Quality of life for us as adults. As dads. As moms. Moms get to meet other moms. Dad gets to meet other dads.
See, do you feel like as brown people, and I tell people this all the time, why are we not flocking here as much? And I see, but now I see we are. I see a lot of Cleveland tag, Ohio tags. I see a lot of Mississippi tags lately. I've been seeing a lot of Mississippi tags. I see a lot of brown folks coming here, man. They're learning that this is a Mecca. This is a Mecca, man. You know, but I also see other people coming too.
Yeah.
But we still, you know, I'm going to tell you a funny story about Maryland. What made me even like it more one day. My little nephews came down. He was on the show. And I brought him down the first time ever. They'd never been in Maryland. And went to a mall, supermarket. They're from New York. And they were like, I never seen. Like they're like girls, but they're young guys, they're young boys, teenagers, preteen. I saw a group of girls where they had like the head girl and black, and it was all black girls. And it was just like if I was at home where it would be the white girl that's the popular girl, and there'd always be a white girl. But everywhere I kept seeing a clique of black women, black young girls, and they'll have their popular girl, and then they had, and they were just so blown away by that. Then I took them to the supermarket, and everybody in the supermarket was black. They ain't never been to supermarket, and everybody in the supermarket black. Even the cash register, the manager, everybody. And it blew their mind. They blew their mind. I was like, yeah, man, this is something different. It's something special here. I dig that, man.
That's why I love it, man.
It got my heart, man. It got my heart, man. So what about this whole thing? They don't think the DMV stretch, though. They said DMV is only enter, you know, everything within next to D.C. They don't consider it stretching out to be more in all them other places.
I mean, be more is a whole different place.
You think so?
And I respect them for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They different. You know, shout out to be more.
Shout out to my, I love be more.
You know what I'm saying? But we not be more. You know what I mean? Southern Maryland ain't B-more. D.C. ain't B-more. Northern Virginia ain't B-more. B-more is B-more.
You don't think?
It always been B-more. When I went to Job Corps back in 19... Shit. I'm about to tell my age.
Don't tell it.
I went to Job Corps back in 1999. And that was the first time I heard of Be More. And they were so fucking different.
They're different people, yo.
But, hey, mad respect to them. You know what I'm saying? Mad respect to their culture. Mad respect to what they are. It, but, you know, that's the thing about Northern Virginia or Nova or D.C. or Northern Virginia or Southern Maryland or whatever the fuck. We all got different cultures.
But we all DC somehow is
different.
Work together.
Northern Virginia is different, not all the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But we meet in the middle and we work. And my only concern that I have with the city, but it's changing, is that, and I feel like because of COVID, I see of the DC middle area, that's, I feel like that's the meeting ground for work and everything. It's changing. I see it's a melting pot. Everybody's included. Everybody's included. It's not as white as it was in the past. I feel like it's changing. I feel like everyone's getting an opportunity. It just has to move a little faster. It just has to move a little faster. I'm not upset with, and the word gentrification, because the city does look beautiful in comparison to when I first got here. But we got to still keep the culture of the city. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. Like, the DC still has to somehow keep its culture if it can.
Yeah, I dig it. I dig it.
Because DC definitely has a culture.
Yeah.
And going back to my Ja Cool days, was the first time I heard a go-go music.
Yeah.
And we was the ones who was standing on the wall like, what the fuck is this?
What's going on?
The fuck is this? Like, I didn't understand none of that. At first,
yeah.
But, you know, the DJ that was DJing for our parties at the Job Corps, what's the name of that shit? Old Dominion Job Corps in Lynchburg, Virginia. Shit. I had a good time there. But I had a good time. I had too much of a good time. But the go-go music is where I learned that from. I learned that from that Job Corps. I learned that from the DJ who was there playing it. And at first, we was like, anybody who was from Virginia was like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Yeah.
And we never heard this shit before. But, you know, he played it every time he DJed, and he DJed like every other week.
So you finally, you saw the understanding.
And then it was like, damn, I'm listening to it now.
That shit crank, yo.
It ain't that different from reggae. Because you got to understand, like, we fuck with reggae.
Yeah.
And reggae was, like, they was, what you call it? Not go-go, but what you call syncopation? It when you do somebody else's record? What's that shit called? Cover.
Covers, yeah.
They was covering.
Reggae does covers.
Reggae was doing a lot of covers.
Reggae does covers.
Go-go do a lot of fucking covers, too.
You are correct, sir.
They just more, they got more percussions and more like bouncing, bebop, but, you know, percussions and shit.
With the congos and all that.
All that shit. And reggae was kind of the same shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So once we realized that, every time DJ played it, we was good. And then I started understanding D.C., yeah. So when I moved out here and I heard it, I moved out here at his house back in 2004. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother story. But he was playing that shit.
Okay. Okay.
But I understood it then.
Yeah.
Because I went to Job Corps, so I kind of understood what the whole culture was. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. When I got here from New York as a young man, in the early 90s, put my age out there with you. At first, I was early 90s, like 91. So when I heard it, I was like, what's going on? But
it's something whole new.
It was different. But then when people started putting me onto the history of Chuck Brown and Doing the Butt and what's that song? Doom, doom, bah, doom, doom. I understand that comes from go-go influence as well. I didn't know that. Kid and Play. I didn't know Kid and Play had a lot of go-go production. This is old Kid and Play. There was a lot of go-go music. And when I started, I'm like, oh, I like this music for a while. And then as I got, and now that I'm older and I'm seeing the city change and I hear when the people are that are still trying to keep the culture alive, I enjoy it because I'm like, man, that's talent. You know, they play those. Those are live instruments. Those are congos. That's somebody really there doing that. It's not no MIDI. It ain't no beat machine. And when they incorporate it, too, I'm still not upset with it. But I respect it. I respect the music. I'm bought into the culture. I'm in. I'm all in. That's why, you know, I always put, you know, DMV. I said DMV, all gas, no brakes, man. We're going to put this city, if it's not already on the map, put it on the map even further because I got to shout out to them Chuck Browns and the Backyard Bands and all them guys because they've been pushing for a very long time. And their music is dope. I'm a fan.
I'm with you on that.
I'm a fan.
Me too. All gas, no brakes.
Yo, shout out, the Chinese food is slamming.
Man, this Chinese food is
good. It's good as hell, yo. You have to give me this Chinese
drink. I said I ain't want none.
You say, I thought you tore that General Tower.
I done tore it up.
We got one child left.
Y'all got it. I'm good.
I'm going to take it. You think I won't?
I'm good. I'm good over here.
What's in them noodles? Is that seafood in the noodles or is that just noodles?
Nah, the noodles, they right there.
That's chicken. Right there. May. Oh, but they say it's my fault.
He taught me about this today, so I'm actually
like they right there.
I'm gonna take a taste of that. I'm gonna take a taste.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna take a little
I'm
taste.
I'm done.
You good?
I'm done.
Man, what else, man? What else you want to talk about, man? Well, Real McCoy, man, we got you here. We thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us in the show. You gotta understand, this man has always been here, just chilling. He's in security,
sitting in the background,
he carried the bags when we went to.
I do all events. That.
He did everything. And we're gonna be losing you
I
soon.
I don't really gotta talk about nothing else. I'll be honest with you.
Your movie I'm buff.
Dead. I'm done.
You good?
Yeah, I'm done.
Man.
I am done.
I'm happy you were here though.
I'm about to get up out of here.
He's done. He about to go to work. He said he's tired.
Yeah, I gotta go work in the morning, baby.
Tell everybody, Ryan, you got to just kick it with us. This is one of them shows.
You want me to say it?
Tell him where you can find you at, man.
Man, y'all can find me on The Real McCoy, IG, James McCoy on Facebook, James McCoy on anything else. That's just me.
All gas, no brakes.
Man. All gas, no brakes. Baby.
Shout out, yo, we got my boy at Rex Corollas here. You finally got at Rex Corollas.
Yeah, and I follow all of All Gas, No Brakes, so if you follow them, you'll find me.
Hey.
That's all it really is right there.
Man, follow my dude, man, because this dude is amazing. Yeah.
I follow this All Gas No Brakes thing, man. This is a beautiful thing right here, though.
Shout out to Chain Wing. Shout out to Chain Wing.
The Chinese people?
I'm going to bleep that shit because them niggas ain't paying. You know how I'm going to do. You got to pay for that shit. You get a shout out. I'll go,
fuck. Shout out to Chain Wing.
Shout out to bleep. He going to say, shout out to bleep. Hey,
but All Gas No Brakes is good, though.
You do know Chain Wing is universal. It's not the name of the spot.
It's not the name of the
spot. No, it's universal. It's Black universal. That's everybody know what Chain Wing means.
Okay. I just got to make sure that shit wasn't real.
It is not real. Shout out to Chain Wing down the street, up the street, man. They got some good shit.
That's what I mean. But if they're not universal.
That might be borderline racist.
I mean, but if they're not universal.
It is, dog.
If it's not universal, why shout them out?
Shout out to Chin Wing.
You got it.
Yo.
Hey, but love y'all, though.
Tell me where to find you at, man. And
they can always find me at Rex Corollas at IG Rex Corollas, baby.
At Super Saiyan Santi. Shout out to Quana, Diva Valen. Shout her out. She's not here, but shout out Quana. What's up, Quana?
Man, I'm going to shout out Quana. Just one good time on this joint. You better not erase it.
All right, Murph.
Shout her out, bro.
Motherfucker.
Shout out to my boy at OG_Frank. OG_ couldn't make it. Shout out to OG.
Love you, baby.
Love that dude, too. Peace, everybody.
Love everybody.
Chick Wing. What the fuck kind of fucking show was this?
It was a good one. I feel like it was a good one. I don't even know. Shit out of
never heard.
Bumba Clot.
Introducing Big Super Sun. Ain't do nothing without the deep. They even got the pussyologist in here. Dr.
O.G. Boy.
That boy good.
Yeah, that boy good. Yeah,
he talking all
about right. Bumba Clot.
What up, my boy? Huh? What up, my boy?
Right.